good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be right back with all your market details right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Peeper Seed Farms in Enid, Oklahoma have 7 high-yielding wheat seed varieties. You can choose from Monument, Flint, Lano and Jackpot, Doane's, Everest, and Gallagher. Joe and Mary Jo Peeper have been selling top-quality seed wheat for over 25 years. Call today at 580-855-2431. That's 580-855-2431, or you can email them at jrpeeper@gmail.com to book your seed today.
While strong losses continue to be seen through live cattle futures following the lack of support in either fundamental or technical support over the last week, further pressure in boxed beef values reported adding even more uncertainty to already soft market structure, and corn prices were lower in light trade with September corn futures about 4 cents lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade though, with the Dow Jones 119 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 25 points. Strong losses though continue to develop throughout the live cattle futures market. Additional trade volume actually developed through the end of the session, but the lack of underlying fundamental support and concerns that markets will continue to take out short and long-term support levels is causing many traders to remain bearish through the end of the month. Cash cattle markets remain quiet with bids and asking prices undeveloped at this point. The overall lack of support over the last couple weeks continues to point to market uncertainty. And triple-digit losses have once again redeveloped today as traders continue their search desperately for price support through the end of August. The price spread between feeder cattle and live cattle futures continues to slowly narrow, which may actually help to improve margin opportunities through the end of the year. But the lack of support in live cattle futures and expected strong placement numbers through the end of the year could keep the cattle market over the next couple of weeks. Grain futures were lower across the board today, with a strong dollar continuing to raise a red flag in commodity markets. Corn prices tried to hold, edging closer to contract lows after an early rally overnight turned sour. Prospects for good, if not great, production in 2016 hung over the market, with end users comfortable that supplies will remain more than adequate in the coming year. And soybeans were lower, with weakness in commodities and fears that a large yield will weigh on prices. And finally, wheat prices were down, with futures on winter wheat making a new decade-long lows. A stronger dollar added to pressure from still burdensome world supplies and better weather prospects here and abroad. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.